Mackie Motors pregame show right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM. Jeff Blankman talking right now with Carroll Tiger head football coach Craig Rowetter. And coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing well, thanks. Always great talking with you too.
Coach, you guys sitting right now 2-1, heading into a district matchup tonight against a Storm Lake club that comes in winless on the season. But I get the sense in talking to you that this team might be better, maybe a little bit better than that 0-3 record kind of indicates.
Yeah, I think you always get, the non-district schedule, as far as opponents go, everyone gets a little different variety. They've seen some pretty decent teams here before us, and so you never really pay too much attention to the record. They have a pretty good, big up front. We're not too many teams are we going to tower over, so we're used to that. But they do have a lot of size, even in the backfield. They have their sophomores sitting at like 6'3", 240. So we have some sophomores too, but nothing quite like that. So we're ready to anticipate a battle, and that's probably what we'll get.
I get the sense, though, in talking to you each and every week for the most part, and this week probably no different for you guys. It's about going out and kind of executing what you want to do.
Definitely. Yes. We, it's a lot. I preach to the guys every week. It's more about, what we're going to do, and we'll let them try. Obviously we'll see a different form of game plan against us every week than typical. Not too many, said it before, not too many double tight teams out there. So we might see I'm anticipating a four-man front still. They have a new head coach this year. He was actually the defense coordinator at Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, a year ago. So we paid attention to that film too on what they did defensively anyway against us, and they kind of sat in that 4-3 even against the double tight look. So we've been repping that, but we're used to and accustomed to a 5 and 6 man front too. But we're going to take care of us, and I think that's the best thing for us right now, and let the chips fall where they may.
Where do you feel like this new offensive scheme for you guys has given you the advantage?
I believe it keeps a lot of the pressure and stunts away, because with two tight ends, you got two extra gaps, and you might gamble and blitz on one side, but if you miss or guess wrong, it's going to go for a ways, especially with our, with our running backs, with Cooper Ludwig and Reese Zygmunt. I'm confident in both of those guys. Both guys had runs over 30 yards last week, and so it's not just one, it's both of them. And it also creates nice angles, especially for our gap scheme run game with the two tight ends. And we've gotten a lot better too this year, this year from last year. We had a couple sophomores at tight end last year with Wardell and Hammer. And now we actually did have a senior, with Gus Carlson last year too, but they had experience with sophomores and other juniors and better blockers. It's shaping up pretty good.
You mentioned the two running backs in Ludwig and Zygmunt, both guys big runs last week, and both guys averaging over 6 yards per carry. Zygmunt at over 11 yards per carry. Where's the explosiveness come? Is it just big creases, or are these guys those guys that, I know Zygmunt probably a little more speed, but can they make guys miss and then create on their own afterwards?
Yeah, they're getting better too. Genetics are a piece of it too. I was told nobody's ever won the Kentucky Derby with a donkey, so it takes horses. So, we got a couple horses back there, and they're getting better. Reese, he had a big growth, I thought, from week two to week three, just in reading stuff. We worked, we were disappointed in that week two game, and you had two choices: you either feel sorry for yourself and pout about it, or you learn from the tape and go. And there were a couple runs that stood out from last week where you learned from it, and kind of going inside that first kickout block and then hitting the sideline instead of trying to hit the sideline right away and get that home run off the edge. Sometimes it just takes a little patience of setting those blocks up. And Cooper, even from last year, he has probably the best vision out of our running back group as far as being able to see where the block's coming from. And I think playing inside linebacker kind of helps him with that too, because he knows where the, you know, where the defense is probably angling to come from. And so no, I think they just both do a really good job for us.
Coach, your defense has been good. Kind of a little hiccup maybe against Gilbert that night, but 30 tackles for a loss for you guys this year, 6 sacks through just 3 ball games. What has stood out for you? I think everybody anticipated this defense being good, but what has stood out for you on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I've even been a little surprised with them as far as the tackles behind the line of scrimmage. You know, Coach Noggle and Coach Abel keep them aggressive, and they might have been – they're probably a little more aggressive than I was back in the day, but they're getting the results. And so the guys are attacking. We've now switched, or we've added, I guess, like a 3-3 stack to our repertoire, and that gets, you know, a little bit more aggressive for the linebackers, puts a little more speed on the field. I thought, you know, we were a little slow maybe against Gilbert that week two, and some of the guys got worn down, so we just looked – kind of evaluated ourselves after that game and wanted to put maybe not the 11 best out there, but 11 best available. And we thought that look kind of, you know, fit what we needed to do and with maybe our skill set at this for this year. Yeah, and then it came out big time last Friday. I just looked at when we were doing our award stickers, helmet stickers, you know, for yards. One of us allow less than 100 yards a game, and so I had to jump on to TJ's stats there to see what we had, and I think it was -8 yards, so that qualified for the less than 100. So we, you know, we were aggressive with that 3-3 stack, and it worked really well for us. It was a good changeup from last week.
You mentioned that Storm Lake's got a little size in the backfield. They look like a team that wants to run the football. What do you expect to see from them on offense?
Yeah, definitely. They got, you know, 35. They're a big sophomore, 6'3", 240. That's always probably a good choice to run behind him. He'll kind of lead the way. Doesn't have a whole lot of carries, but he's definitely a key. If they get the ball running downhill behind him, we're going to be in for a battle. So that's definitely our key, is just stop the run game. And it was last week, too. You know, stop the run. Try to make a team one-dimensional that they have to throw the ball, and now you can get your, you know, even more of our speed package on the field and kind of get aggressive and get after the quarterback. And that's what makes it – the kids feed off of that too. When they know it's, you know, third and long and they get to go hunt the quarterback, they all get excited and fly around to the football.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, good to catch up with you here in the pregame. Looking forward to calling the ball game here tonight. So appreciate you joining us. Best of luck, and I look forward to catching up with you on the field afterwards for the Scoreboard Show.
You bet, Jeff. Appreciate everything, and go Tigers.
Head Coach Craig Rowetter again with the Carroll Tigers here on the Mackey Motors pregame show. We'll step away, take a break. Jeff Honnold will join me for the broadcast. That's coming up next here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.